I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Coming up, Haitian hip-hop after the quake. But first, we return to the scene of today's GeoQuiz. The country we were looking for is in Southeast Asia. It's mostly Muslim and mostly conservative, but it may be loosening up in one respect. The answer is Malaysia, and government censors there have revamped their rules about subjects that can and cannot be depicted in the movies. One filmmaker is testing the new freedoms with a gay-themed film. Jennifer Pak reports that the film might hit the theaters this summer.
In a studio on the outskirts of Kuala Lumpur, Raja Azmi Raja Sulaiman is putting the finishing touches on her film. Raja Azmi is hoping to get the country's first gay-themed film shown on the big screen.
Based on a true story about a friend, about a gay couple who love each other so much, and one of them wanted to prove how much he loved the other partner. And he thought his partner wanted him to be a woman, so he changed himself into a woman and he went for transsexual surgery.
Not long ago, a film like that couldn't be shown here, but Malaysia's censorship board recently revamped its rules. The censors now allow movies to discuss homosexuality, though Raja Azmi said they asked her to edit out any intimate scenes and change the title. This is a test screening for the film, now called In a Bottle. The censors haven't given final approval yet, but if the movie does get shown, filmmakers here say it would be a big step. Malaysia censors regularly ban books and films that they deem a threat to moral and religious values. Muslims here have been caned for adultery, and sodomy is a crime. Malaysia's main opposition leader is actually facing a sodomy charge for the second time in his political career. Anwar Ibrahim denies the allegations, saying they are politically motivated.
You know the charge is trumped up. The mere fact that the trial proceed means that a persecution is underway.
Anwar's defenders say his opponents are using the case to discredit him with the Malay Muslim voters, who make up the majority of the country's electorate. Some say the competition for the Muslim Malay vote is partly responsible for the growing conservatism here. Nuraini Othman is with the women's rights group Sisters in Islam.
When, you know, Malaysians make claim, oh, Malaysia is a moderate Muslim country, we are just, you know, hopping on a reputation of 30 years ago.
Othman said she's encouraged that government censors have given preliminary approval to a gay-themed movie, though she doubts it signals much of a shift. That's true if you look at the storyline. One of the gay male characters ends up falling in love with a woman. Raja Azmi won't speculate on whether the censors approved her script because the character turned straight in the end.
I did not judge anybody in my story. I'm just telling a story. So let the viewers judge themselves, yeah.
But even with the new artistic license to talk about taboo topics, the question remains whether Malaysia's conservative public would go see the movie. For The World, I'm Jennifer Pak in Kuala Lumpur.